boy Blue is out of Folsom. Now them three little pigs gotta roast them. Driving down Sesame Street, and I bet that little motherfucker's out fucking Smurfette. Ain't saw the wolf yet, but it's no doubt they'll catch his ass slipping at his grandma's house. They got the Mac 10 pointed out the coop, cause they gotta follow their nose like Fruit Loops. Peeped out little Miss Muffet on her Tuffet eating grits. She saw the Mac 10 and the bitch had the shits. Ran into a house, called up her crew, cause Red Riding Hood wants to kill little boy Blue. When the wolf too, what is Mr. Rogers doing? Moved out his Jordan, bought him a Ewan. Him, little boy Blue, when the wolf in the cellar, planning on getting Cinderella, cause Cinderella still works for the pigs. Through with the dwarfs, fucking Bebe's kids. Now Snow White got the horny ass beaver, fucking the beauty's beast like jungle fever. Now the word's on the street, when the crews meet, you better make some fucking room, cause it's on with the pigs and the mother niggas. When the cow jump over the moon, everybody jump.
Jump, jump.
Welcome.
Ooh, I like it. I like,
you like it. I was doing a tone thing.
A tone thing?
Well, I was octave thing.
I think you proved that you're tone deaf.
I can't sing. I've been there. We've talked about that.
Outside of that, I don't know if you did any tone thing. Yeah, sorry, guys. We do not have anybody helping tonight. That's no one's fault, probably. We lost. Hey, Harry guy, you disappeared, buddy. You left Facebook. I had no other way to get a hold of you, so get a hold of me if you're watching this or if you see this before you see all my messages.
Yeah, we don't know where he is.
And Nick went back to New England. I think he's back. He was fighting crime in the streets the other day. I saw doing the riots.
He did go down to the protest, didn't
he? Yeah, he was down to the protest. I think he was one of the peaceful ones during the daytime. Probably
in
left
Cincinnati or in Connecticut?
Cincinnati, I'm pretty sure.
All right. I sound pretty quiet, but I don't think I am.
No, you're fine. You're good. I turned it down so it wouldn't bother us like it did last
time.
Did
you go to the protest at all?
No, I thought about it. I kind of wanted to. I'm lazy. I mean, that's my main thing here. I'm like, I ain't walking all over the city like that. And even walking over a city like that, I don't have a problem. But I ain't waking up early to do it, too. Yeah, I mean, well, I'm a late riser, man.
There was people out there butt crack of dawn.
Yeah, it was all kind of earlier shit. And I just, listen, this is funny. We kind of talked about how we didn't want to talk about any of this stuff today, and then we start off with it. But I kind of look at this as like this, as far as the protest is concerned. I would like to go down there to show support, because I do think they have a reason. I can't really do that with the kids and everything else, honestly. And
right.
I figure my part and your part and people like us, our part as parents are to raise the next generation not to suck.
Good call.
You know what I mean? And I think that does just enough. It does more than painting a fucking wall with spray paint. I can tell you that.
It does.
That's my most hated protest thing. Like the people that, oh, yeah. That's like the lowest form of vandalism. It's just like, why are you wasting your time?
Right.
Just put the spray paint away. Burn some shit down. Break some shit down. I don't give a shit. But put the fucking spray paint away. It just is douchey.
Yeah, especially
fully
if you don't have anything good to say on there. Obviously, with my kids, I've been telling them what's going on. They're wondering what's happening. And, you know, you're right. It's our responsibility to raise a better generation of kids. And I tried to explain to my kids why everything was going on down there, and they seem to understand. Even a little one, he understands. He's, like I said, he's a loving little boy. He's got no hate in him, and as long as he doesn't get any from my ex, which he won't, or me, which he won't, he should be fine.
See, we've had the discussion more with Anton than Kane. Kane picks up on some stuff, and it's always the wrong stuff. He seen a burning cop car the other day. He's like, hey, Daddy, let's go find it and watch the cop car burn. I'm like, hey, calm down, psycho. I'm not heading out that way. So we just try to go, that's just a movie, you know, say things like that. He's too young to really have to deal with that part of it.
Oh, he is.
Now, Anton's a different story. He's 16. The problem with Anton, and it's not a problem, but the issue with Anton is always going to be his autism. So it's hard to explain how this stuff works.
Right.
You know
it.
What I mean? It's difficult.
Well, and I get all that. It's, hey, we're interrupted a little bit.
Yeah, we might be. Who knows?
There's some storms moving in.
Oh, we got some storms?
Yeah, they said it. But like I said, you know, it's like all this stuff that's been posted, and it is a fact. It's a 100% fact that children aren't born racist. They're taught that. And so I look at it as my responsibility to make sure that they're not taught that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I can do.
I agree. That's about all we can do. But and that's about as much, unless you have something else to add to
just
that.
One last thing. Yeah. I am like you are, like the whole rest of the world is, or the country, that very happy that those charges came against the other three police. And Derek Chauvin's got moved up to murder two, which is a lot more years in jail. So that was all good today.
Yeah, I do like that. I think murder two should have been what he was charged with to begin with. Some people want to murder one. I think that wouldn't work.
That definitely wouldn't work. Even Keith Ellison said that. He said you would have to prove that he planned it, that it was premeditated, and he purposely tried to do it.
But murder three, I think it was murder two. If you look at the charges, I think it was murder three. I think murder three would have been a lot more of a slam dunk, but I think he would have done a lot less time, and he shouldn't do a lot less time. He fucking killed someone.
Yeah, I'm not sure how old he is, but, you know,
he's like my age, somewhere around there. He's like 38, 39 or some shit
is
like that.
He's get, I mean, the max on Murder 3 was 25, and I think Murder 2 goes up to, I don't know, like 40. You can't get life for it, but at his age, it will be.
Yeah.
So let's just hope for that.
Yeah, and, fuck him. Yeah, fuck his little cop buddies. Fuck anyone that supports him. And outside of that, I'm done talking about it.
Yeah, we'll move on. But it was a good day. At least some progress was made, and that's all we're going to say
about
that.
It wasn't a good day at all. That part of the day was good. My fucking AC went out. All right? So my day has sucked.
And it's butt hot.
It's fucking butt hot. If you follow my Facebook feed, you also know my balls already stank because my hot water heater went out. So now I add the AC on top of that. And it's a fucking nightmare, man.
And you remember when you asked me if I came in and snuck in and put some sweaty shit all over your chair?
No,
it's your stinky sweaty balls.
I took a cold shower. I took a cold shower about two hours ago. When was the last time you took a cold shower? A legit cold shower.
I'd have a tough time with that.
Jesus Christ. You make noises that you haven't made in years.
Do you get used to it like a pool?
Not at all. Because I guess it's not encompassing you. Maybe if you took a cold bath, you would get used to it like a pool. Because if you leave it on the same area, yes, you get used to it. But when you're taking a shower, well, I don't know. I don't turn on the top shower. I'm just using the wand. Maybe I should turn on the top shower and I get used to it easier. Maybe that's the move.
I think you probably would.
I've been using the wand because it's just at least a little bit of thing and I just get the balls.
Well, when
pits,
I take a shower, I stand under the top piece anyway and it runs all over me. So maybe that's the answer.
You know what's surprising is I would have thought, you know, taking a cold shower that the most sensitive part of my body would be my butthole. And that's when I would be like, you know, with the cold. Couldn't tell. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
thinking more back.
That was easy. Oh, back was rough. Feet were fine because you get used to that pretty quickly.
See, that fucks with me. When I get in the shower first and I turn the water on to get it to my temperature and the cold shit hits my feet, it fucking makes my skin curl.
The feet you get used to because you're standing into it at least.
Right.
But the back, man, when I got hit the back once and I was like, I made the fucking noise, man, that a man shouldn't even make, but it's a natural noise. It's probably the same noise you would make if you saw a snake right now.
You want to see? Oh, God, I'd shit my pants. You want to hear something funny? Stand there, take your next cold shower, and when the water hits you, look down at your balls and watch them shrink. And they will. You can see it literally in front of your eyes. They're shrinking to fucking nothing.
It's like one of those speedscape things, wherever the fuck they show, like of a city becoming night and then in the day, but you watch it all in 2 seconds of your balls.
Yeah, you just watch your nuts go to half a fucking walnut shell.
But yeah, my air conditioning's out. They ain't coming out till June fucking 30th.
See, that's bullshit.
So that's a long time of me sweating my dick off. I am thankful sending a shout out to the D-Man, Kenny D, Kenny Dickman, call him what you will. He gave me a little air conditioning here, and it's making this garage nice and cool. The family's still sweating their ass off inside, but sorry about your luck.
But hold on, let's clarify this. Jason's wife, Carmen, said, go ahead, leave it out there for the podcast and then bring it in. Because that's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the turd sitting out here in a fucking cool garage while your family's in there sweating their fucking balls off.
Now, and yeah, I offered it to them first. I demanded that, you know, you take it. She's still denied. Whatever. It's like when someone offers to pay for your meal. You get one or two, like, nah, I got it. And then you're like, fuck it. All right
go ahead.
I'll take it. So we're nice out here. It is It's lowered the garage temperature 8 degrees since I've had it on.
Oh, it's lovely in here.
Lovely.
Lovely.
So shout out to the D-Man for that. I also want to give him a shout out real quick.
Right, yeah, we got to give it props.
He gave us a couple Shut Up Cincinnati face masks. All right. Now let me get the old internets up here so I can figure out the name of his shop and such.
This is quality stuff here.
Quality stuff. You know the reason I like it is that nose thing. It says fog free. Now I haven't actually wore it with glasses yet, but that's the worst fucking thing. I've having glasses on and then putting these on, anyone that wears glasses knows, your glasses fog up and you can't fucking see shit. And it's the worst. I'd rather get the fucking corona. Just give it to me. I ain't fucking dealing with that glass.
But
this one has something over the nose that kind of forms to it. And according to him, it takes that away. And I believe him.
They're like those bendy things. But can you hear me?
Yeah. You're perfect.
What I like about these things is you can have these things customized. They stretch down to fit any face. Everybody's going to need one, so why not get one from Kenny?
And why not get one that you can get something you embroidered on it? I give Kenny permission. If you want to shut up Cincinnati one, just ask him for it and pay for it, whatever he wants, and you can have it. I don't care. You can keep the money. It doesn't mean shit to me. It's a nice way to advertise. So if you guys want Shut Up Cincinnati mask, hit up Kenny Dickman. If you want something else on it, hit up Kenny Dickman, and this is how you do it. You get a hold of him on Leanna Studios. That's his sister, has a little shop setting up. Leanna Studios on Etsy. I believe they also have a Facebook page, and you can get these masks, too.
Everybody needs masks. You know, even when you go back to work, you're going to need one. So these are pretty cool. I'll probably order a Death Before Disco mask.
Death Before Disco. That would fit you well.
Oh, fit me great. I grew up in that time, but I was not a disco guy. I like some disco, but talk to Kenny. Get a mask. These
I was
really
always
cool.
a Death Before Diet guy. That was one of my themes.
Hey, no one can ever say you were a front runner either, because you stuck with that.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it. Death Before Diet. That's gonna be what happens. But yeah, thank you, Kenny. We appreciate the air conditioning, we appreciate the mask, and like I said, if you guys want one, hit up Leanne Studios. Leanna.
Well, as long as we're thanking Kenny, when he came over and dropped off the AC, he also provided both of us with a real nice hand job. So I want to thank Kenny for the hand job.
He's got something there too, man. He had a twist that I've never had before. A little twist at the end. It was magnificent, dude. I don't know what you've been doing in your time off work, but you got the twist down, buddy.
When you got yours, did he run his fingernail right up the seam of your nuts? He did that to me. He sent me through the roof, Kenny. You're the man.
Yeah, that was one of the best I've ever had. No lube. I thought that was weird for a dry hand job from another man. Usually when I have other dudes give me hand jobs, I like a lot of lube, so I can't feel the rough spots in their hand. But Kenny's been off work for a little bit, so he has a nice smooth hand going.
Yeah. You'd think Kenny was a florist.
Yeah. So
appreciate the air conditioning, the nice cool mask, and the great hand job. Kenny, you're the man. Number one fan.
And like he says, that's why he's called the Dick Man.
The Dick Man. Because no one can work a dick like Kenny D.
Like Kenny D. Hey, so we said last week we hadn't heard from our good friend Get Pussy 69.
Yeah, we were assholes. It was our fault, Pussy. Sorry.
Well, it turns out we had heard from Get Pussy 69, but seeing that he makes up a new email address every single time that he writes an email, eventually his emails are going to fall into my spam folder, and that's exactly where it fell, into the podcast spam folder, actually, which is funny because it's the only thing that's ever went into our spam folder.
Is the Get Pussy 69?
Get 60 words. Anyways, so what are you guessing his name's going to be?
Now, this is from last week. We haven't gotten this week's submission. So I think last night he was, or last week, I think he was drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make something with vagina and alcohol.
Mm.
I'm going to put...
I like your thinking.
You like it? See where I'm going? I'm going to go with... Twat Temptation. Ooh.
Regardless if that's his name or not, and I'm pretty sure it's not, but I don't remember exactly, but I'll look. I love the name.
Don't you, though?
I love the name.
Twat Temptation. It gives you a feeling that you're on an island somewhere, and that's there's nothing but you and a vagina.
That's an R&B album just waiting to happen.
It is.
You know what I mean? Really, R. Kelly.
I think R. Kelly.
R. Kelly should hit that up in the next album. Just Twat Temptation.
Yeah. And two of the songs will be about those twats peeing, but that's all right. It's R. Kelly.
And then one will be a really good uplifting song.
Absolutely.
Because R. Kelly's great at throwing that in there, too. You know what I mean?
He usually throws two or three in and then a couple really garbage ones, but I think Twat Temptation sounds like a fucking bestseller to me.
All right. I'm trying to find this. I'm sorry.
We're in the spam folder, right?
We're about to be in the spam folder.
Get Pussy ended up in spam. Maybe they thought you were, maybe this name was so creative.
They just don't know, and it wasn't that creative. It's just Fur Burger.
One of my favorites.
Fur Burger is one of my favorites. Furburger at mail.com. Who even knew that was an option?
M-A-I-L?
Yeah, just mail.
I think it's M-A-L-E.
It should be, but it's not, unfortunately.
I love Fur Burger. It's always been one of my favorites. My asshole buddy used to say, give me a Fur Burger and order a thighs. when we went to a restaurant. So
I like it too. It. All right. Shut up, Cincinnati. I love the story about the Chihuahua eating the girl's pussy. I'm guessing you told that story.
I did. I did.
Would you consider that bestiality? And is that better or worse than putting peanut butter on your balls and having your dog lick it off? And where do you draw the line? What if you happen to have peanut butter on your balls and your dog just gets a quick one lick before you stop him? All right, so there was a lot of questions built up into that one question.
Well, first of all, any sexual gratification whatsoever with an animal is bestiality, yes.
True. I agree with you there.
He told me when the dog was munching the rug and she looked down and saw him and she fell straight back, that dog had been trained. So, but the thing about it is that, you know, you hear that story all the time about guys and or women putting peanut butter and shit on their junk and having the dogs lick it off. There was nothing on this.
Yeah.
He was just doing it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Do I consider it bestiality? Yeah. Where do you draw the line? After you nut?
I mean,
I'm not putting my dick in an animal. You know, I'm not, and we'll be getting onto that later, but.
We will be getting onto that later. Yeah. But anyways, the Chihuahua thing, it wasn't bestiality until he told me the girl looked down, saw the Chihuahua, and then just went back to moaning.
Laid back down.
And then at that point, that situation is technically bestiality. I don't think you can get out of it at that point.
No. If you drop a blob of peanut butter on your junk and the dog gets a lick before you can stop it, that's not bestiality.
No, that's because not bestiality.
You didn't persuade the dog to do it.
That's just a fun little accident.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean?
It is. And you know what I would do? I'd be... Oh, stop. I'll be looking for a towel. I wouldn't push him away right at first.
Now, my question wouldn't even be that is that bestiality or not. It'd be more, how do you accidentally get peanut butter on your balls?
Well, let's say you're eating a sandwich and you don't have a plate and you set the sandwich down in your lap when you're watching TV. Little blob falls up
the
side.
Okay, I got you on the sides.
But you happen to be watching it naked.
Peanut butter typically don't fall off more unless you'd have jelly on your dick or more often, you know, but...
I go pretty heavy with the jelly.
It is what it is. Bestiality is not my thing, but I'm sure we're going to get into that again later.
No, not mine either. All right. No, not mine either.
All right.
I would always be scared that the dog would bite it.
Me too.
I mean, if you're sitting there thinking you're putting food on your nuts for the dog to lick off, maybe the dog's just going to say, I'm not going to lick. I'm just going to fucking chomp into
it. I've always fed my dog's table scraps because I don't know why. Because I'd rather give them to a dog than throw them away sometimes.
Right.
Anyways, so I've always taught my dogs over the years to be gentle eaters. You know, they'll eat out of my hands and they'll go at it real gentle. But I've fed food to dogs before that weren't so gentle. One time was on acid and fed a dog a taco and he ate almost my whole arm off. Yeah. There was this crazy Rottweiler that lived up the street from me. I wanted to be its best friend. I was tripping on acid. I was walking down the street and I thought, what a good way to become this Rottweiler's best friend. Because I've been trying ever since we moved in. It bothered me this dog hated me. I love dogs.
Oh, and he hated your guts?
We hated everyone's guts. It was a fucking guard dog Rottweiler. They had this fence that was up to here. It could have just jumped over anytime it wanted to. For whatever reason, it didn't, but it scared the shit out of you every time.
Oh, fuck yeah, it did.
So I was coming in one night, and I got the brilliant idea, like, I'm making fucking friends. Like I said, I was tripping. We had just went to Taco Bell. We're walking back to our house, walked by the dog, figured I'd feed it the taco, make it its best friend. It didn't work out that way at all. The dog latched on about half my fucking arm.
Did he really?
No, it went about as far as Rottweiler's head's going to go, which is pretty fucking far. Those are big dogs with the taco in my mouth. And I just remember screaming and pulling my hand back and I got it out. I had a bite mark and stuff.
Well,
I,
what did that look like remember if it, on acid? What did the dog's face look like? Was it melting? And
I don't remember. There was just such panic. I probably only seen colors or something. It was just... What would have been great if someone would have filmed it, obviously, but this was before that time of filming. This was like 2003 or something like that.
I'd have bought it.
But I would also like to have been the other person that was watching, you know, that was there. They have that memory, but I don't even remember who that was or if they were on acid too. So
they might probably not be. Were. No one trips alone.
Yeah, I've never tripped alone. So yes, it was probably somebody. That's about it. Anyways, not trying to get too deep here. But what would you consider the very worst way to spend your money to get basically nothing in return at the end of the day? And he's talking about like dropping it on the street, just dropping your money in accident, gambling, drugs, women.
I'd say gambling. And the reason I'd say gambling for me, because I was young, I was probably 19, 20, I had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
My buddies and I used to go to the Greyhound Park and watch dog races. It was a big thing. And I remember when I got my first job and I busted my ass all this time and then, you know, I'd get my paycheck and ha ha, and I'd go to the dog track and then I'd come home and I'd be fucking broke. And I remember what a shit feeling it was. And I still enjoy gambling, but now I 100% have control over it. But when I was a little, you know, when I was a college kid, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I would just, I would bust my ass for 40 hours a week and I'd get this paycheck and I'd give it all to that fucking dog track. And I remember I'd feel like shit for about a week. He was a 20 or 19 year old kid going up to his mom and dad asking for $20 for gas and shit like that. You feel like a fucking turd. So for me, it's that.
Yeah, I've never been that big of a... You know, this question makes me laugh because I know Get Pussy 69. I feel like this is a question that he asked himself many a times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he's got a bit of a gambling issue, wondering if it's worth it or not. I wouldn't consider gambling the worst. Honestly, dropping it in the street's the worst to me.
Is it?
Yeah. If I fucking have $100 and I just lost it, you know, if I got a hooker, I got a hooker. You got that experience. If I, you know, that was one of his examples. If I got drugs, I had drugs. I got the drug experience. If I gambled, I got the experience of gamble. I got that high. Just losing it in the street, I got nothing out of it.
Yeah, but you know that feeling like sometimes when, not for you, you've been married a while, but before you were married, you go home, you fuck some girl, and the first thing that pops in your head, if you didn't like this girl or whatever, is, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I got to leave. You want to get that nut off, but when you get home, you're sitting there thinking, God, I really wish I didn't fuck her. What's going to happen from here? Everybody going to find out, blah, blah, blah. And that could also be a bad thing.
Yeah, that could be a bad thing. But at least I got something out of it. Story or something. I
yeah, but
you might
have got a bad one. Yeah, yeah. Losing it sucks. I mean, I've dropped a 10 before.
So what are you saying, 100, like to getting a horrible hooker is the worst way to lose $100? Well, I mean, I guess I could agree with that. Because yeah. A horrible hooker could give more... after the fact, too. You know what I mean? Like, you can get the herp. You can get the drip. You can get whatever. Whereas if you just dropped it on the street, you dropped it on the street, but nothing's going to happen. Maybe you made a bum's fucking day. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You might have. But at the
or
same time.
Or you may have killed someone. Some addict could have got
it. Could have blown
it.
It could have fucking blown away in the wind and ended up in the fucking in a pile of leaves or something and nobody got it.
Yeah, but either way, your day has ended at that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where the hooker, even if it was a good time, if you got the drip coming out of that, that $100 wasn't worth it.
So,
I don't know.
Speaking of that,
bottom line is I don't think gambling is the worst, but I you got to have control of gambling. I'm too cheap to lose a lot of money in gambling.
See, I am too, and I honestly I haven't had this problem, any gambling issues at all for a good 20 years,
yeah.
25 years, but just when I was a kid. Now it's for entertainment. I go to you want to go to Argosy or one of those casinos, whatever. I'll take. What I can afford to lose and blah, blah, blah. Have a good time, get a few beers. I mean, it's nothing, but back then it was an empty feeling. But speaking of that, of what we were talking about, I do a lot of weird fucking research for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We both do. I look at some shit on the internet that fucking blows my mind.
Oh, you don't want the look of my browser history is awful.
Oh, no, because it this is stuff I want to talk about. So I'm looking at some fucked up. Now, I'm not looking at any illegal shit. None of that weird shit.
I'm not looking at child porn. If
that's no. But I look at weird stuff. I've been looking at this local hooker website.
Yeah, they got a local hooker website still?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Tons of them. There's a fucking 150, 200 girls on this thing that constantly keeps posting. And they tell you where they live. They tell you what they, you know, they do it with code words. So they're not saying, hey, I'll fuck you for this much money. Mm-hmm. My donation is this or 100 roses for a half hour, that kind of thing. But I was watching one today, and this girl was a pig. There's really no other way to say it.
Girls hate when you call them pigs. I mean, it just sounds so horrible in general.
This girl was a pig. And, you know, she goes through her whole spiel on her ad that says, you know, and I don't mean pig just because she was heavy. She just looked, I mean, if you're a hooker, why are you going to put pictures on there with your hair all greasy and not combed? And you know what I'm saying? She looked a pig.
Yeah.
But her prices were this and this and this and this. $20 extra, no rubber.
$20?
$20 more, you get to go bareback. And I'm sitting there looking at this thing going, well, any fucking guy that's going to a hooker that obviously doesn't, you know, I wouldn't go to a fucking Craigslist kind of hooker. I don't want to get a disease and die, and I don't want to get rolled by the pimp in the fucking closet.
I don't want to
go
to the girl that offers 20 extra to go bareback.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like these guys, you know, probably most of the guys are going to kick in the extra 20 for the bareback because they're sick enough to be going to these hookers anyway. But I'm sitting there thinking, she plays safe unless you give her an extra $20. Then anything goes. $20 extra for bareback.
That's just not enough.
And it was $40 extra for ass play.
40 extra for ass play?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So I think it would be 60 extra if you wanted to go bareback ass play.
We're getting a message. We're getting a lot of interruptions tonight. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the people inside are watching too much internets. It's probably my guess.
But it's windy outside, and they said there's some storms coming in. That might have something to do with it. If I'm on Wi-Fi, I'll turn it off. I'm not.
It is what it is, guys. Deal with it. Watch the YouTube video.
I think it's probably the wind and the storms coming in. I don't know. But next question from Get Pussy.
Get Pussy. Have you guys ever used one of those vacuum cleaners that are a perfect size for your dick to fit into your method to jerk off? Have you ever jerked off with a vacuum cleaner? I think that's basically the bottom line question there.
I have stuck a vacuum cleaner on my dick when I was a kid because we had one of those with the perfectly round hose. There was no good feeling about it at all. It didn't feel good. I stuck it on there to see what it would feel like. Didn't like it. Took it right off.
Yeah, I did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
There was one. It doesn't do anything.
No, it does nothing at all.
That's not.
It doesn't stroke.
That's like one of those things a kid thinks because they hear the term suck a dick.
Yeah.
And they think a girl just puts your dick in their mouth and acts like it's a straw. That's not really the way that works.
Yeah.
and that's the way.
But at the same token, swear to God, this happened to a buddy of mine. He met this girl at a bar, took her home. He said he wanted a blowjob. And I swear to God, she went.
Oh, God.
And she blew on it for about 4.5 minutes. Swear to God.
How did he let it go 4.5 minutes?
I think he was laughing.
It probably still felt good.
Or I think he was thinking that, okay, she's just blowing on it for now, but but she's going to start sucking any minute now.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Oh, well, you know, that's a good experience regardless. That's a good one. I like it.
It's a great one.
That's it for Get Pussy 69 this week. Thanks for writing in, buddy. You're the best. We're going to have a logo for you next week.
Oh, yeah. We got a good one, too. And sorry you went to the spam folder. We still got you on. It just took a little longer. God, look at that camera, man. Look how much fucking hair is falling out of my head.
I got to look at you on camera to see it?
Well.
I can fucking see it regularly, buddy. It's not a big deal.
I might be one of those guys that looks good with a burr haircut.
A burr?
Yeah, like a Jeff Roberts kind of haircut. He doesn't look bad.
No, it works for Jeff.
Jeff gets tons of ass.
So, we were talking a little bit just now about different methods to jerk off, right?
Right.
And this was sent to us a little bit, I believe, from Mr. Dickman. Have you heard about the launch?
The shuttle launch the other day? Is that what he's talking about?
Sure isn't. But anyways, the launch, and it's a weird name. But basically what it is it's made by Fleshlight. As we know, the Fleshlight has the pocket pussy things.
Right. I've been really wanting to buy one of those, but they're too fucking expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive, and these are even more expensive. But I guess they also sell dildos and stuff, right?
Right.
So now they got a two different sex toys, one for a girl, one for a guy. And for long-term relationships, the girl has a dildo. The guy has the Fleshlight hooked up to this machine called the launch. Every time the girl inserts the dildo into her pussy, the launch goes on with the Fleshlight, and it does the same rhythms and everything else. So you guys can basically, through Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and whatnot, be simulate fucking each other across the country. Your wife's
kind of cool.
Your wife's in Texas. You're in Utah. Whatever the fuck. You can get online, FaceTime, and use this dildo machine at the same time. And
God, that's got to be really fucking expensive.
Yeah, they're sold the fuck out. I can't find a price on it because everything says sold out.
Feel your lover from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, as she moves and as different things happen, it does different shit. It's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Like, there is, you can see it. I think it starts at $289, but that doesn't include the Fleshlight, I believe. So you'd have to buy the Fleshlight to insert.
Well, what
that.
Is that? That tall black thing there? Is that the pocket pussy?
That's the launch. So you put that inside the Fleshlight inside of that, and that controls the back and forthness of it.
Oh,
so you're
gotcha.
Not you're not doing the jerk off with the sex toy. You're not doing the humping. You know, when she inserts and how she moves is how it does it to your dick. And I guess it would have to be her because.
But how is that thing going to be connected if she's hundreds of miles away?
I don't know. I guess it's all done through the internets and everything else and through their networks. Wow. I guess they got a fuck network.
So every time she's ramming herself with this dildo,
yes,
you're going at the same speed, the same tempo.
Yeah, you're holding this machine to hold your fleshlight, and it's you know, simulating what she's doing on the other end.
Wow.
That's fucking impressive.
It is.
It's called the launch. Like I said, it's expensive as fuck.
I wonder if the launch, let's say your dick was in here and you're going, oh, this is great, honey. You're talking on the phone. All of a sudden, the launch gets real tight around your dick. Does that mean she put the dildo in her butt?
Ooh, I don't know.
Would that happen? It's a lot tighter in there. This is a lot more pressure.
This is spelled, and I, you know, it sounds kind of funny. It's spelled L-A-U-N-C-H. Fleshlight, the launch. That's how you would say it, right?
That's how you spell it, too.
All right, okay. I just keep on feeling like I was saying it wrong. No, it just doesn't seem like the right name. I feel like Fleshlight, you picked out a fucking horrible name for this. I don't know what the name should have been.
Well, the one is sold out there, but the other ones aren't.
Well, those aren't it. That's the actual. That's what you want.
Man, that's a real sophisticated piece of machinery there.
It is, man. Technology is a motherfucker, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Finding ways to get to each other all the way out from that area.
You know, it's funny because a while ago, I had a girlfriend before I was married,
mm-hmm.
and they came out with this really fucking cool thing. It was called Joni's Butterfly. You ever seen it?
No, but I'd like Joni's Butterhole better. But anyways.
It was a pair of underwear that the girl would wear, and sewn in the underwear was this like rubber knob that sat right on your clit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sat right on the girl's clit, but they were just underwear. Well, the guy had the remote. So anytime you pushed it, she'd get a zinger those, on the pussy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it was funny. We'd be at, like, parties, and she'd be wearing it, and she'd be over there talking to her friends, and I'd give her a couple of quick ones. I thought that was pretty fucking
cool. That is cool. That's real cool, yeah. But you have to be in the same room.
Yeah, you got to be in the same room. You got to be in the proximity, but apparently it does work.
Yeah, apparently with the launch, you don't have to be in the same fucking continent.
And the one we bought was fucking major league strong. She said, don't hold it for more than 5 seconds. It just rips my whole bean off. It's fucking powerful.
Just,
yeah, just like a rubber knob sewn in these underwear. And you would have to fix it to okay, now it's sitting on the bean. It's sitting there. So that was a pretty cool invention.
Sitting on the bean. So another little thing, we mentioned this a few times, and I'll let you bring it up since you put the podcast topic down. Bestiality. What we got going on here, buddy?
Okay. I was researching this, and they're doing my research because I find it just, to me, just fucking unbelievable. I was looking at that fucked up group NAMBLA. You know what NAMBLA is? It's a group of
Little boys, right?
Yeah, very professional men that really think they're in love in a committed monogamous relationship with young boys. And I said, that's so fucked up. So fucked up.
Yeah.
So I started looking into fucked up stuff to research to talk about. And I was like, well, you know, bestiality is a pretty fucked up thing because I think it's really fucking gross. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, like beyond gross, like almost like, but
you're not going to get an argument out of me on that one. I ain't coming down strong for bestiality.
It used to be like on the internet, if you wanted to look up a bestiality movie on the internet, it would obviously be a fucking hill person, redneck, because you could hear him talking and you see the no teeth and all that. Well, now it's hot girls.
Really?
Yeah. And I was watching some of these going, this is so fucking gross. But anyway, I started researching this thing, and I knew about it a year ago. You know, some states have these really fucking stupid, weird, bizarre laws that just over time they just forgot to change, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can't spit on a pile of dog shit on Tuesday if they haven't picked up the garbage yet. Weird mm-hmm. shit like that. Well, the state of Washington had literally not changed their bestiality laws.
Nope.
And this happened in like 2010. They literally had 3 or 4 bestiality farms in the state of Washington where people from all over the world would fly out there and pay huge amounts of money to fuck a different animal. Now, I think the only laws that they had, like you couldn't go in there and say, hey, I want to fuck a guinea pig because you're going to kill it. But they had the horses, the pigs, the cows, the sheep, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't changed the laws. So you could literally, there was people from Europe and shit flying in to fuck a sheep. And they had all these fucking, I was looking at it. They had all these contraptions where had to hold the fucking, the animal's legs down. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Oh yeah, I know.
Well, this guy, I think he was from, he was an American. I think he was from somewhere northeast. He had paid like $3,000 to this bestiality farm. He wanted to get fucked by a horse.
Yes.
Okay, so he flew all the way out to Washington. This is a true story. He flies out to Washington. they literally show him two or three different horses. He picks the one. Hey, and then there's assistants there, you know, to help with the process because you're paying for this. Well, they've got this rubber or this plastic sleeve that goes over the horse's dick so he can't go in too far.
Oh.
Because obviously it's this big and he'll kill you.
Thought he didn't want to get pregnant, but
no, it goes over like a donut, so it can't penetrate past.
Yeah, it's like
that.
A governor.
Yeah. Well, apparently this thing was in this dude's ass,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it broke or fell off, but that little guard thing fell off. The horse goes ball deep and kills the fucker on the spot.
Yeah, his name was Kenneth Pinion. I looked this up after you had said something to it.
Yeah, I didn't make it up.
No, he that's actually what changed the laws, and this was back in 2005.
2005.
Back in Washington. Up until that point, bestiality was legal in Washington, and they did have these farms. but anyways, old Kenny here got dropped off the hospital with a fucking devastated colon, and they come to find out it was because he got fucked by a horse.
Did he die?
Yes, he died.
I thought he died.
He died from perforated colon, fatally injured while filming himself having sex with a stallion.
Yeah.
And also learned that it was a popular destination for other bestiality people. That led to the 2006 law that made bestiality illegal in Washington. This wasn't the first run-in with it either.
Oh, no. There's a bunch. That's what I was reading about.
If you look up at bestiality Washington, they got a long history.
And what surprised me
going up there in the
when
Northwest.
I was reading up on this shit, that they said they were 90% male clientele, but they did have women. That came out there because, you know, maybe they got this fantasy. They want to fuck a horse
mm-hmm.
or a dog and they can't do it in their hometown, whatever. But they did have women doing it.
There was, and one of the bestiality farms that they shut down, there was found a shitload of mice, too, with their tails and legs cut off. All lubed up with their tails and legs cut off. Where I don't know how you would even get them out at that point without any tail or legs, but for these guys to put mice up their assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
But see, now that was what I was reading is...
That is literally a freak farm.
Because they hadn't changed the laws, you couldn't hurt or injure any of these animals because that would fall under animal cruelty law. So
yes.
They said that you couldn't go in there and say, hey, I want to fuck a rabbit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I guess the first couple times that it happened, they couldn't figure out what they could charge. That's why this law was put in. It's because when the investigators looked at it, they're like, well, technically there's nothing here that we can charge these people with because the horse wasn't hurt. You know what I mean? The horse is fine. He's walking around with his boner like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, motherfucker. But,
hey, Bill, I just killed that dude.
Yeah. So when they went to file charges against this place that had this, they couldn't. I mean, everybody got away with it. So basically, everybody with these bestiality farms, as long as they closed before 2006, hey, no harm, no foul, I guess. There was no law against it, so it is what it is.
Well, supposedly, whatever the guard was, he had when this guy was getting nailed by the horse, supposedly there was they had the horse's legs or hooves in these little contraptions to hold him up there.
Yeah.
And when this guard thing or whatever fell off and this horse went and sunk it to the nuts, apparently the dude dropped like a bag of sand and was done.
I mean, yeah.
But who ever thought that was a good idea? Hey, what are you going to do for vacation this year?
Going to Washington.
I'm going to go to Washington, and I'm going to get nailed in the ass by a fucking horse.
We're hitting up Spokane. I heard it gets crazy up there.
But they were saying that women would pay to get fucked by pigs because they got a corkscrew dick, and apparently it's like this long. And, you know, weird people in the world, man. But, I mean, can you imagine? You know,
no.
you fly to Washington to fuck a cow or a goat. And it was legal. They were doing it.
I do like the fact that that you think of it as a vacation destination.
Well,
which
I
I'm sure it was
if
for
it's
them.
Thousands of dollars for this, you know.
It just cracks me up.
I mean, I wonder if you get an in-state discount if you live like one town over. Hey, I'm going to sneak over real quick and give it to this lamb.
Oh God, I hope so.
But either way, when I was reading that, I was just like, you know, obviously that's some weird fucked up form of karma, but. I couldn't believe, and they had listed, like the one farm had listed that they had in a year's time over 240 visitors.
I think we're back to the chipmunk voices.
Are we really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did someone just say that?
Yeah, they're making fun of me. They're out there hurting my feelings.
Man, are we doing this shit again?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? It's going to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyways.
If we're like chipmunks, guys, don't worry. We won't be on YouTube, but we'll be all right.
Bestiality is a bitch.
I mean, I just can't believe that there's so many fucking twisted people that would spend thousands of dollars to put their dick in an animal. I don't get it.
No, of course I don't get it.
I mean, obviously we don't get it, but
I mean, I have a dog. I can do that anytime I want. Well, I'd pay the thousands of dollars for. And he's neutered, so I don't have to worry about the governor.
I just got a would you rather from BP Bob.
Oh, BP Bob?
Yeah.
He and got on there early, gave us, he said, hey, shout out to Chris and Chris, shout out to Jason and Chris the racist.
Fuck off. I mean, that's not even a funny joke in these times.
That's why I haven't been throwing it out there.
Yeah, in these times, that's not even funny because obviously I'm not a racist. He calls me that because it makes me give him a big fuck off. It gives me one of those. But in these times, not even a funny joke. All right, so yeah, I don't know if I might even use BPs just so I can have a listener would you rather come in.
Let's hear it.
Oh, it's not time yet.
Oh, it's not time yet. I have to figure we just do his now, New Year's later.
All right, well, this came from BP Bob. This is gross. this is disgusting, man. You think mine are bad. BP says, would you rather drink a cup of your mom's period blood or a cup of your dad's sperm?
Ah,
God, Bob.
Jesus, dude.
God. That is so. I mean, that's worse than the dead girl from last week.
It's much worse than the dead girl to me.
Oh God, I guess I'm drinking the blood. It's heterosexual, but that's so fucking gross. That came from BP Bob, not from Bigger P Chris.
I don't know.
What's your answer?
I don't know, man. God damn.
I mean, that was a good one for his first time. I mean, you know, he just threw it out there.
Maybe Papa Spunk, you know, just to.
Oh, God.
I figure I'm never going to taste it on my own.
A cup of your dad's sperm. I mean, that's BP, man. I'm going with the blood, Bob.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the spunk just because. Because there's no good option.
There's zero good option.
There's zero option there. It's, no. Ah, Bob, come on, buddy.
Oh, fucking gross, Bob.
You're better than that.
I mean, you could be a good guest on the show, though, Bob.
Yeah, if you're coming up with shit like that, come on down.
Yeah, so speaking of blood, the monkeys, tell me exactly what went down.
Oh, that was a weird...
It really happened, though, right?
Yeah, it did happen. All right, so I found this week, and you guys might have heard about this. I meant to bring it up, actually, on Saturday's podcast and forgot. no one's really talking about the coronavirus right now. It's kind of got out of the news. It turns out if the world's burning or the country's burning, they tend to stop talking about the virus. But last week in India, doctors were transporting blood vials, you know, to get tests and everything done across the medical campus. And in India, it's a little bit different than America. They got Indians. They got fucking monkeys just running around out there.
Oh yeah, they do.
Monkey
they're on the streets.
Jumped out of the tree, grabbed the vials of blood that they were doing these tests for, and just disappeared. And everybody was worried not only that the shit got stolen, but now
you got infected blood out
now
there.
Now do you got infected blood out there and maybe infected monkeys? Because who fucking knows? I don't know if a monkey can get it or not.
Well, we talked about fucking monkeys
but
before.
Way,
I ain't fucking any there.
If you're going to a different species, it's usually a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, because it's giving it another way to mutate and everything else. So they were freaked out about that. But could you fucking imagine if you're just you're doing your job transferring these vials so you can go be testing in another place and some fucking monkey hops out? Just
and
takes
fucking
the
grabs
shit,
them all.
Just takes them all and runs. Now, monkeys are known in that part of the world. I mean, they're smart enough. What they do is they steal things that they know that people want or like or need. Because then
they'll give food in exchange.
Yeah, and they'll try to give them back to you for food in exchange.
Yeah.
They're famous for doing that in many places with travelers, wallets and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking awesome, really. Yeah. But I wonder if that's what they were doing with that, if they tried to exchange
them. But they never got them back, did they?
I've never seen an update, and I actually did look for an update. And I couldn't find any.
See, and, you know, speaking of coronavirus, I was reading today that Arizona, either yesterday or the day before, had its single largest spike in cases ever.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I've seen a couple stupid memes where people, I guess there was like 19,000 that got diagnosed and they had pictures of the protest and riots up. Like, see? Come on. The increase that's going on right now, if you're going to use any fucking brain... is from when they opened everything
right
a week and a half ago. That's just about the time it takes for people to get sick by this.
You can't blame it on the protests yet.
No,
you can blame it on that in about 2 weeks.
If it spikes again in 2 weeks, then it's it's that, or even next week maybe. But either way, you can't blame it on the protest shit.
No.
This was bound to happen. I mean, you know, you let people out of the house, you open things back up, you're going to get it spread. I mean,
but here's my question.
It's just how much spread is acceptable spread.
They're opening more and more and more amidst these spikes, and that's what's confusing me. I don't understand it. Now, I went to another restaurant today.
Because I don't think they ever plan on going back. I don't think you'll ever see a backstep now from our government.
You don't?
There's just too much money they lost. At this point, they're just, we got to fucking open things because otherwise businesses are going to end. Sorry about grandma.
Well, because I read something about the federal government saying no to a major bailout of these local and state governments.
Yeah, the Republicans shut them down.
You know, they've been giving them some money, but they put this big packet together that apparently never came
Mitch
to
McConnell,
fruition.
Mitch McConnell, you know, everybody hates Trump. Mitch McConnell's the fucking devil. You know what I mean? Like, and I'll put Pelosi in. I know you hate her too. She's right, the same thing. Those two are the fucking devil that continue this fucking shit. You know, those two are the issue.
I think Pelosi is the devil.
He is too. Trump is too.
But
either way, Trump's
he's more dumb than devil.
Well, the devil doesn't have to be smart. I don't know. We're talking about the devil. Hey, the devil.
Yeah, it's a shame that in the bullshit we're going through right now that politicians are still putting their personal agendas and re-election hopes on the backs of the Americans. And it's a pretty fucked up thing. But the one thing that did make me laugh through all this, I've been watching the protests and watching everything that's going on. It's fucking breaking my heart. It's sad. It's time for the change. It has to happen. I agree with all that. But I saw a meme pop up today that I pissed my pants, and I actually felt bad laughing. It said, "Hey, hold on, fuckers. We totally skipped the murder hornets." And I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Because everybody's been saying, oh, there's no coronavirus anymore. We got protests. And this guy threw out the murder hornets. And I thought that was fucking funny.
There's some video online of some guy getting stung by a murder hornet. And after I seen that, I was like, eh.
Those things are big, though.
Well, here's the thing. Every bee in the world is a murder hornet to me. I'm allergic.
Oh, yeah.
They're all murder hornets to me. You see a fucking...
Just like every snake is a cobra?
Yeah, exactly. You see a fucking honeybee, I see a death warrior just coming at me with his fucking sword ready to cut my head off. It doesn't matter if it's a murder hornet or not. But now there's a guy on some channel. I forget what the YouTube channel is. Where this dork just goes around different parts of the world and gets stung.
Oh, yeah. His name is... Wolf or Coyote. His name is Coyote. Yeah.
It was a good show.
Well, he's done other stuff too. Yeah, this guy, in case you've never watched him, Coyote something on YouTube, he goes and he literally travels all over the world, captures these insects and creatures that bite and sting, and then purposely stings himself.
Yeah.
And like he did, I watched him do the bullet ant. And I mean, this shit's got to fucking hurt, right?
It has to.
But, I mean, the guy's gotten rich doing it.
Yeah, and good for him. I have no problem with it. I mean,
I'd do it. I mean, if you said, okay, you're going to get 10 million YouTube followers and you're going to get $5,000 a month if you just go over and pick up this snake, I'm picking up the fucking snake. I don't care how scared of it I am. I'm picking up the snake.
I agree with you. I seen something today, man. You've seen the cameo things, right?
Yeah.
Where you can pay a celebrity basically to say something.
Yeah,
like
we've
that.
Been talking about that.
I seen an article about Gilbert Gottfried. He came out and said that he's making $4,000 a day doing that, and he only does it for maybe a half hour a day.
Really?
Yes.
That would be a funny birthday greeting.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. You got Gilbert Gottfried, but it's just
and you
funny
got
in
some
general.
That are affordable.
There's a lot of affordable ones.
Yeah,
I might be getting one for my son for his birthday. I haven't decided yet.
From Marshmallow?
No, I haven't seen Marshmallow on there. It's a different wrestler. He wants John Cena or.
Probably
Marshmallow.
Impossible. Probably
John
impossible.
Cena's a tough call. That's a hard one. I mean, he does have a heart of gold and helps a lot of people, but I mean, good luck getting a hold of him.
But I know you can get a friend of mine's kid was, he got like a Coco Beware or something for like 20 bucks or something like that.
My oldest also loves the DJ, I guess, musician Marshmallow. You ever seen him?
Yeah.
Big Marshmallow. I don't know much about the dude. But he loves him.
Not my kind of music, but.
Not mine either, but he's not really he has autism and he's not really into a lot of music.
He
never has been. So he's picked on a few of them in his life. The Beatles, for whatever reason, rings a bell with him. The LMFEO.
LMFAO.
Whatever the fuck that dumb one was. He liked them a lot.
Sexy and
he,
I know
he,
it.
He likes the party rock song. And the Marshmallow guy. So we were trying to find that. We were actually going to take him to go see him this year at Bunbury, which that fell through because of the corona.
Right.
But you can't find him, apparently. But you can get some all right people on any of your wrestling people. You can get Matt Hardy, which I think would be a funny one for $100 because he's just a very out there character and he puts a lot of effort into these, apparently.
See, I'm not into the wrestling as much as you were.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's got their favorite throughout history. I had two. I was a big Triple H guy, and I never really went for the bad guys. But I would like to get a birthday greeting from, like, a Chris Jericho kind of thing.
That would be cool.
I'm a Jericho-holic.
He probably wasn't.
Yeah.
He'd probably be a decent amount. I mean, there were some funny ones on there. What was the black lady or the white lady that thought she was black in the NAACP?
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Doral.
Yeah, who claimed she was black.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get her for $40.
Can you really?
Yeah. I mean, and it's like, $40 is a lot of money, but who would give a shit enough to have it? But it would be a funny joke at the same time.
Ooh, I wonder if I could get a Sade.
You might be able to.
Ooh, that would make
I don't know.
Fucking...
I was shocked when I actually went through there and found all the people on there.
Well, I mean, basically, you know, some they of them spend ridiculous. 2 hours of their day, and they get an email, say happy birthday to Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's Bruno Mars. Happy birthday to you, buddy. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's all they do.
And then that's cha-ching right there, $350.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, for
it.
For the high-priced people, I mean, they you know, that's a lot of money. Now, for the low-priced people, it just cracks me up in general. Someone that's getting like $9, $15. I've seen some really low ones.
Well, I got one coming for you.
Good.
Yeah, from Paulie D.
Paulie D?
Paulie D from the Jersey Shore. He's going to give you a
Paulie D's probably not the one to go for on that one.
Paulie D's the most popular, isn't he?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, Paulie D's still out there making that money, so he doesn't need to do shit.
Well, they're
like
all
that.
Back on there, even the situation.
But Paulie D's
he went to prison.
Like, he didn't pay his taxes.
I know.
I think he's on that Wesley Snipes plan where he just thought that he could get away with it under the Constitution somehow.
He did a few years, didn't he?
I don't know how long he did. It's funny.
Yeah, that's
but anyway,
fucking real funny.
Paulie D is the, maybe, I don't know what the girls are up to. But as far as the guys are concerned, Paulie D is the only one I think that's still making a lot of money because he DJs out in Vegas regularly.
Yeah.
I'm sure that guy's making a bank.
Oh, yeah.
And then doing any kind of guest appearances.
And he's an okay DJ. I've heard him. He's okay.
Whatever. I don't know shit about that.
But I mean, people, if they're going to go to a club, hey, DJ's Paulie D, let's go, you know, just to say you went there.
Yeah. Where, you know, the situation, I think the brokest one is probably that muscle-bound dude, Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
I mean, because what else did he have to offer?
And let's face it.
He didn't have much of a personality.
No,
he had no
was
real
huge,
talent.
He
was huge, but he was also like 5'6".
Yeah.
So
oh,
he
yeah.
looked gigantic, but.
But I don't think anybody, even the fucking mental midgets that watch that show, and I'll call you that, and I'm not afraid. That was.
Oh, and I'll claim to be a mental midget because I used to love that show.
Oh, you're a mental
shit
midget.
Shit cracked me up. I like watching retards do stupid shit. I mean, it just made me laugh.
I don't think anybody could tell you any one of the girls' names except Snooki.
Oh, let me. Oh, let's go.
You got them?
Yeah, probably. Jenny, Snooki, Sammy. Fuck. That might be all. I might end there.
Snooki's the only one that had a fucking
major impact. There was one that started with
impact.
A D, I believe. I don't remember her name. I watched these with
Dago.
My wife. Basically. I think there was like three of them that weren't even Italian. There was something else
was
weird.
Was there really?
Yeah. I think Snooki might be one of them. Or maybe she. I don't know. Whatever. Either way, that show I thought was funny. Just it was funny to watch a bunch of idiots be idiots.
Yeah, but
I didn't get
it. It was such
out of
a
it.
Fucking joke
yes.
to America, and now they're back on. They got a new show.
And it's still being my wife still watches it. And
oh,
you know what? If I
turn
walk,
it off, Carmen.
If
turn
I walk
it off.
In and she's watching it, I'll sit down and watch it with her. Like, oh, what's this idiot up to?
Fuck that.
Better than the Kardashians.
I've watched the Kardashians for like a week.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not going to matter, but I literally hated them all so much
mm-hmm.
that I said, I won't be one of the viewers on this fucking show. I hate these people.
Yeah, I've tried, you know, my wife's been into it from the beginning. She just that she likes reality television, like a lot of women.
Well,
but I've tried to watch.
My whole question, like everybody's question, is why the fuck are they famous? Now, granted.
Sex video.
Their father was one of OJ's best friends.
Yeah, but no one cares about that.
And he was the attorney. But what I'm saying is that made them rich-ish. You know what I mean? They had a lot of money from that. And then, you know, back in the day when Kardashians were first coming out, Kim was fucking ridiculous hot. She was,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think she is now.
All of them have been ridiculously hot at some point in
her life. No, one of them was always fat.
The big one?
Yeah.
She lost a lot of weight and got actually pretty hot.
Chloe.
She got hot.
The one that was married to Lamar Odom.
I'm saying they've been hot at one point or another, but. Yeah, the first one, Kim, was really, really good looking.
She was incredible looking.
Yeah.
I hate her. I hate all of them. The only one, I'd still give Courtney a ride, but the only reason that I watched that show, remember Courtney's husband, that obnoxious little white guy?
He's the worst, isn't he?
But I used to watch that show just to see what he would say.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the one about the time where he was going to try to talk Courtney into a threesome?
No, I don't remember.
And he's out at the pool, and he's fucking hammered because this guy got drunk all the fucking time. He's hammered, and one of Courtney's friends is over there swimming. Mm. And Courtney shows up, and he's standing on the edge of the pool above her friend, butt naked.
See, that's funny.
Butt naked. Hilarious, because this was such a little fucking weasel of a guy. And I'll never forget what he said, because I laughed for a week. He said, honey, I just thought that you would like to come over here and share this sausage with your friend.
Sausage.
And when he called it a sausage, I think his name was Rob. Or is that the brother? That's the brother.
I think that's the brother that almost died.
Did he almost die?
He went to the hospital. He has diabetes and he's a drug addict.
Oh, gotcha. So, but yeah, I don't like the Kardashians. To me, they can all fuck themselves. I
don't give a shit one way. I don't understand why they got famous. I don't really understand any of it. The show's boring. I've tried to watch it. That guy is kind of funny just because he's a psycho.
Yeah.
He's basically Donald Trump Jr.
He basically looks like it, doesn't he? he looks like a little fucking right-wing Republican guy, but like an Epstein. You know,
Alex Keaton. You know, yeah. You just go down the list of just a little annoying pipsqueak Republicans.
But Alex Keaton was funny, at least.
Oh, yeah. But you know what I'm saying. It's kind of the same character. And I think he is a character. There's no way that guy's that guy, you think?
They say he is that guy. She left him, and he apparently he was in the headlines for doing some stupid shit on top of that. Fuck yeah, he's that guy.
I don't know. I don't know much about him. I did think his character was funny. But that was the only funny part about the show. And I used to like when Lamar Odom was on the show, because we all know that as soon as he turned off the cameras, he was going to the whorehouses and doing a pile of coke and fucking...
Yeah, that's where they found him, yeah. Wasn't it?
And they would all act like he's all this wholesome dude the whole time we're there. I was like, nah, that guy's
On the show, he was a laid-back, quiet guy, never said a fucking word, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when the cameras are on him.
Yeah, but then he was in a whorehouse under a mountain of cocaine. Yeah.
And to be fair, he might have been a laid-back guy as he was doing cocaine and all the hookers, but either way, he was up to some shit, and that just always cracked me up.
They found him almost dead in a whorehouse,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Oh, he went hard.
Was it titty bar or a whorehouse?
I think it was a whorehouse. I think it was out in Vegas. I think it was one of those things like, hey, come get your boy. You know,
is that what it was?
Yeah. He was there for like some ridiculous, like something like 16, 17 days in a row. I mean, he was camped out at the whorehouse just getting it on and fucking, he's worth a lot of money. He got that contract he got with the Lakers. At the time, he was a Laker,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That last contract he got was a big contract.
But then he went somewhere else after L.A.
He fizzled out either way.
Yeah, but he went to another team.
He started fucking Kardashians and doing piles of coke. He didn't have time to get good at basketball.
Well,
because
he was making big bucks off that Kardashian show, too. He was fucking raking it in.
Only one guy could pull that off, and that's Dennis Rodman, all right? There's only been one Dennis Rodman in our lifetime.
Your man.
Everybody's man, if you know what you're looking at.
Yeah, I love Dennis Rodman.
No one loved the game of basketball more than Dennis Rodman, and no one loved being a fucking weirdo more than Dennis Rodman. I love that dude.
Hey, do you think we could get any money doing birthday greetings?
I don't know. Anybody want to do a cameo? I'll give you a fucking $4. I'll do one for $4.
Bring me an energy drink.
Exactly. That's
and about, I'll sing happy birthday with my shirt off.
That's about all I'm looking for. It's going to cost you $5 if you want my shirt off.
How much to keep it on?
I don't show these. 10? I don't show these titties for free.
So it doesn't look like we're any closer to going back to work.
Nah, DeWine came out, said July 1st for entertainment things, and we pretty much fit into that category. Our work sounded like they were pretty optimistic that it was going to happen, and I think their dreams got crushed. So July 1st is, that's as soon as we're going to get back to work, it looks like.
Hey, that's what it looks like.
Guess what?
What?
I'm all right with that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm cool with that, man. But July is when I do start to get nervous. That is when my paranoia that some people have had now for the last few weeks, or, you know, starts to really kick in, because at the end of July, that extra $600 rolls goes away. And after that, I can't afford to live on that.
Well, no, but then
I didn't do any saving. So,
and you can't pick up a side job because it'll dig into the regular unemployment money.
Well, I don't know. I might pick up a side job at that point because I can make more than the $248. What is it?
$480.
I can make more than that with a side job. So I would probably
give up the unemployment.
Yeah, I would give up the unemployment and do the work. I think. I don't know. Or I'd at least try to find something under the table. I'd have to get some kind of hustle. There's no way I'm making it work with just that money.
Well, I've got the under the table hustle. They have started doing baseball games again.
Yeah. damn, I should have went and got an umpire thing. I used to do that myself.
Well, some of the guys that I work for ask me if I want to pick up games, and I'm like, well, maybe in a couple of weeks, whatever. The rules are really weird. There's no plate umpire. You're calling balls and strikes from behind the pitcher. Because they don't want you right down in the catcher's ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, that's easier. Don't have to put on that heavy, hot-ass gear.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'll do them all day long. I just don't want to get caught.
Yeah, I get you there. This is bothering me. The stream sucks. I should just ignore it, but it's bothering me.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
But anyways, I don't know. This is the Wednesday night show. We're going to get into our Would You Rather. I know we've had one earlier, but Bob's, yours was so fucking disgusting, it doesn't count.
It was, so, wasn't it?
Jesus Christ, man.
Mine's disgusting, too, but, you know, my parent one wasn't even nearly as offensive as this one.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, like, I guess it was.
Your parent one was fucking horrible, too. But, I mean, it was a different kind of horrible. It wasn't this. Well, it's disgusting. Never mind. Yeah, they're both awful. So anyways, what do you got?
All right, here's one. A buddy of mine threw this at me about 2 weeks ago, and it was pretty. It's a grandparent one. Would you rather get a blowjob from your grandfather till you came? Or would you rather spend 8 hours, 1 8-hour shift, biting pimples off hobos' assholes? Yeah, the way he set this up for me, you got to go to a homeless shelter.
Oh, shit.
You got to go to a homeless shelter, and as they come in, you pull their pants down, and if they have any pimples on their ass, you got to bite them off before they're allowed to proceed. So you got to do that for 8 hours. Bite pimples off hobos' asses, or get one BJ from your grandfather.
Wow. I don't know what to say, man.
Chances are your grandpa has no teeth. Gummy's a bonus.
Well, both my grandparents are dead, but... And I never met one of my grandparents, one of my grandpas. Can I use him? I mean, then I would at least get the visual out.
Use him.
Yeah. So the grandpa I never met. Man, that's just disrespectful to my father, though. I feel
it
like.
Is. Like, it is.
I don't like that.
Or biting pimples off homeless hobos' asses.
He had a strong jaw, too, in the pictures, and I've been jealous of this man's jaw ever since I've seen
him. Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's just like,
I never met my grandfather on my dad's side, either. He passed away before I was born.
I'm just mad I didn't get any of his looks. Well, he was a good-looking man. A big, nice, strong jaw. Looked like he could take a punch.
Yeah, I got you.
I might have a strong jaw underneath this. I don't know.
Under the beard? You never know.
I'm not even talking about the beard. I'm talking about the blubber. But anyhow... fuck, I'm biting the asses of the homeless people.
Are you?
Yeah, and I don't like it, obviously.
They're pimples.
Yeah. It's
not fucking... only they're pimples, they're homeless, dirty pimples.
Homeless pimples are the worst pimples, everyone knows.
The way he said it to me, this guy's real animated. He said, you got to go down there, and you're standing at the door, and every time they let a homeless person in the shelter, stop, he said. Pull their pants down, bend them over. If they've got any blemishes or pimples, you're biting it off.
Stop.
And this guy's real animated. It was funny as fuck.
Shit, man. looks like the only person that's tuned in on this one also said they are biting some pimples off.
Yeah, we only had one tuner in her all night?
No, we've had a lot of comments. Most of the people bitching about our voices sound like the chipmunks.
Well, they'll have to watch on YouTube. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
We might be looking for new engineers.
Well, one might be dead. Who knows? MCP.
He just disappeared. He sent us a message this morning.
You think he went crazy?
No, he don't.
Well, and here's the way I'm saying that. I'm not saying MCP's a crazy person, but he quit jerking off.
He did stop jacking off.
Yo, he stopped jerking off, and he was on like day, I think a couple weeks maybe, when we talked about it the other day. So he might be heading into his third week of no jerking off, and maybe lost his mind.
We warned him.
It is. Yeah, that's.
We warned him. Don't do it.
He might. Who fucking knows? Yeah. Hey, MCP, I hope you're all right, buddy. And Nick will be here.
Nick will be here.
That's partly our fault. We don't schedule far enough out in advance.
Well, we never know we're going to do this. We do two a week, but, you know, who knows?
We got things to do.
Yeah.
We got lives.
So, when I was young, a bunch of my friends always told me, hey, you really should try a stand-up comedy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I had thought, well, you know, maybe I could do it, maybe I couldn't, but I came up with this thing. And
hey.
What?
No, this is great and everything, but you never said what you're doing.
Oh, I'm biting the pimples.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm biting the pimples.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to get blown for my grandpa. But my buddy and I sat down and came up with this thing that it would be a good stand-up comedy bit. But to me, it's a public service announcement, so I want to give it to all the women out there or the gay men. Fellas, have you ever gotten a blowjob and wondered why she didn't do certain things that you like? Well, I've come up with the 8 steps to the perfect blowjob. And I'm going to share them with the listeners because I want them to know how to do it.
All right, go ahead.
If a woman or a man...
You came up with this yourself.
Yeah.
This is your design.
A friend of mine and I did it together.
You got it memorized and everything else?
Oh, I've been doing it for years.
All right.
And
it's like the fucking dentist system on Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, no, I love that show. No, but we said, you know, we were talking about blowjobs one night drunk, and he said, hey, you ever had a girl do this? And I said, yeah, how about when she does this? And we came up with the fact that there's 8 steps that if they do all 8 of these...
Perfect blowjob.
Best fucking thing you've ever had.
Gotcha.
So, ladies out there, I'm going to tell you right now, we got a... God, I wish I had that extra mic over here because I'd like to have a prop. But, ladies, here's what you want to do. If you want to give the perfect blowjob, I'm going to tell you how to do it right now.
This looks pretty fucking propish.
The first step, cock comes out. All right? First thing you do is grab it with this hand, okay? And you're going to give it a couple of squeezes and a couple good strokes just to welcome it to the party.
All right. The welcome. I like
doing
that.
This.
That makes sense.
That's step one. And you got to do these, and they don't necessarily have to be in order, but if they fall in this order, it's perfect. Give it a couple good strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you got the guy really going.
All right.
Then you're going to take your thumb as you're stroking, and you're going to give 3 or 4 good rubs under the helmet like this. Okay, you're doing this. You got the cock in this hand. You're still doing the strokes, and you're working the head with this thumb like this.
All right, working right around the pee hole.
Yeah, that's step two. Step three, after he's fucking starting to climb the walls, you're going to give it 2 or 3 good sucks. Deep ones. And the whole time, still working that
I can't
thumb.
Really watch you when you do these. You know, this
I'm telling
really
you,
awkward.
This is good shit. If you ask your wife to do all these. Doing this couple good sucks.
If you guys only... listen to the audio version of this podcast, you're really missing out on Chris going full on in these suck motions.
Step number 4, after you've given it a couple good sucks, you're going to give it the vacuum suck 2 or 3 times. You're going to be doing this, working the thumb, couple good sucks, and then you're going to go. And you're going to squeeze it real hard. You're going to take the fucking blood right out of it. You're going to pull the blood out. Okay, by this time, you got the guy crawling. Okay, you've been working that thumb under the head.
What's that point on? 4?
That was step 4.
Okay.
That's step 4.
Like you're trying to get something out of your teeth.
Step 5, you're really going to get him going. This is going to turn the guy on. You're going to take it out of your mouth totally, and you're going to give him a couple of face whips with it. You're going to go like this. I'll go from 4 to 5. You're gonna go... Tongue's got to be out when you're doing it. Okay, the guy, you got to be looking at the guy, beating yourself a little bit with it. Okay, that's step 5. Okay, now I'll go from 5 to 6. Okay, now you got to do these in order. Right now you're on 5. You're doing this. Then you're going to go to the nuts. This thumb is still working under the crown when you're on the nuts. Okay, that's step 6. Okay.
My face hurts.
So you're going to go 5, 6. Don't ever, ever neglect the nuts. Perfect blowjob step. Number 7. Now this one, some guys like, some don't. This is a tough technique. Okay. This index finger here is going to move the balls. This middle finger is going to go in the asshole, but you've got to do it. This lifts up the balls, and this goes in the ass, but you got to use the hip. So I'll go from 6 to 7. Got to use the hip to get in there because you don't want them to know what's coming. Okay, remember, lift up the balls with this in the asshole here. So here's 6. You're on the balls.
I don't know about the hips, but definitely the shoulders.
Yeah, you got hips too. Lift up the balls, get them out of the way.
That was boom,
straight into the fucking third
no
knuckle.
Lube.
No, it's like this. Okay, that's step 7. Okay, by this time, they're ready to blow. They are ready to blow, and you want to be ready to accept it.
All right.
Okay, so step 8, you're going to go right out of the nuts, and then the thing's vibrating now. It's getting ready to go. You're just going to do this.
Just spray it all over the face.
Oh, yeah, total facial. You're not making any contact with your face with the dick. right, so I'm going to give you all eight of them real quick. You want to get impress your man, male or female, it's going to work. So here's all eight steps to the perfect blowjob. Pay attention. One. Two.
Make sure you make that face he's making right now.
You got to get to let the guy know you're into it. This is two.
Two, rubbing. All right, now three is doing the hard sucks. He's trying to get to the bottom of that malt. All right, four is where he just smacks it all over the face. The girl just smacks it all over the face, and then he gets the nuts. And now the hand's going in the butthole. The hand's up the butthole now. And now he blew it all over the face.
Let me tell you something. You do all eight of those steps, your man will never leave you. Yeah, he will never cheat on you. You got him in the hip pocket for the rest of your life. What do you think? Which is your? Do you like all those steps? Have you ever thought, boy, I wish she would have done this? This to me, this is the key. Step two, really got to get that head. Got to get that blood.
I can see step two is good. Step one obviously makes sense. Step three, okay, sure. Yeah, that's the hard suck. That's trying to get to the bottom of the straw. Oh, that's four. What's three then? Four is just the regular, just normal ass blowjob. All right, so three is normal. Four, whatever. I can skip five. That's just me.
No, five's important.
Five is not important to me. I don't need to smack a bitch with my dick.
No, she's doing it. You ain't doing it.
Well, whoever's doing it, that doesn't.
And if she's doing it, you know how much she's enjoying it. Because, oh, yeah.
I guess. I just.
Go to the nuts. Six.
Six. Okay. Appreciate it. Yes. I can skip it. I can skip it. I can skip it. I
really?
Can skip seven and eight.
If he ever got all eight of those, you'd say I wouldn't skip any of them.
I can skip five, seven, and eight and have no issues.
No. See, if a girl works all eight of those in.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't accept seven of those.
You just don't want to.
I don't want the butt. I don't want anything.
Got to have it.
I don't want anything in my butt.
Got to have it.
I'm good, man.
But that was a public service announcement. Ladies, do that to your man. You'll own him forever.
I like that you've put that much thought into it, that you memorized this whole thing, and your face was awful during that whole expression.
It's been over the course of years.
That was bad, man.
You didn't like it?
No, I thought it was funny. I laughed.
Yeah.
But that was an awful viewing experience, I'm
sure.
Well,
I'm sure it was, because I don't give blowjobs. I'm just trying to help people.
There are some scarred individuals right now watching this. All right?
If not, there will be. And you know what? When I give an announcement, I like to put myself into it.
Well, you really did put yourself into it. I've never seen, you know, you can make those little faces and stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
On Facebook, the comment. I never seen more wows than
we
I've
did
ever
that. We did that out of when my buddy was saying, man, let's come up with this perfect blowjob. And that could be your open mic comedy thing. And I always thought that would be a pretty good little fucking 10-minute set.
No, that wouldn't be bad.
No, but I perfected it. Because I think it's more important to share my knowledge with the world.
With the world.
Yeah. Just try it. Remember, ladies, first one, you're just holding that.
Has
dick.
Anyone ever really done that without your asking or explanation of it?
Those moves are ones that my friend Sean and I came up with as ones that we enjoy during the process.
But you just put them all together. Have you ever had any girl ever, without any kind of instructions, just nailed all eight of them?
No, never.
Okay, so the perfect blowjob does not exist.
My buddy Sean came up with the lift the nuts and in the ass, and that's like a hard move. And he said that his girl used to do that, mm-hmm. and that's why it became one of his favorite moves. And I said, yeah, I can see that, because you're worked up at this time from this, the nuts, you're worked up from that.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then you're not even really going to mind something in your dumper, because you're so turned on at that moment. So
I don't
we came
know
up with that.
What I didn't like about it is how aggressive it seemed.
Well,
I feel like she's tearing something at that point.
No, I mean, let's face it, man. For the most part, the average guy is dirty in bed. There's not guys that are, there's not a lot of men out there say, oh, yeah, I'm going to make love to you tonight. They like it to be dirty.
Well, yeah.
Men like dirty sex.
Men are gross. I ain't saying they're not, but.
Men are gross. They want stuff dirty. They like the dirty talk, and they like to feel like, oh, I'm the man, I'm in control, and you're sucking my dick, stuff like that. But. The woman could do it not aggressively. She could do it like making love to it, too. But either way, you do all eight of those steps. Now, I've asked a girl before to give me those eight steps. They usually draw the line at number eight. No, I'm not taking the facial. I'm not taking it.
We had someone say they got a lot of nice screenshots from that.
Really?
You might be memeing it up here real soon on that one.
Might be memeing it up. Don't put it on the Facebook, though, because I don't want my mother to see it.
I do. I mean, my mother. She'll see it. Don't worry about it. Ain't a big deal.
Don't meme me sucking dick when I was trying to do you a favor.
That is true. I mean, your intentions were good.
They were. This podcast is about comedy.
We try.
Yeah. So, with time for a joke of the day, we almost done?
About it. Yep. We're about an hour 20.
All right. Well, 75-year-old man sitting around the house with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not feeling good, and he's really getting nervous because she's 75, and he's worried about her health. And
no one's ever felt good at 75.
No. Well, my mom feels pretty good at 90, but this lady doesn't feel too good, and her husband can't figure out what's wrong with her, so he takes her to the doctor. And they run a whole bunch of tests on her. They're sticking a million needles in her, blah, blah, blah. And doctor called him back in the next day, and he came in. The husband came in. He said, "What's wrong with my wife?" He said, "Well, sir, I really can't figure it out. I've got it narrowed down to two things, but I can't pinpoint just one." And the guy said, "Well, what are the two things you got it narrowed down to?" And he says, "Well, Alzheimer's or AIDS? They got a lot of the same similarities, but I can't figure out which one." He goes, "Well, what the fuck are we going to do about it?" And he goes, "Well, here's what we're going to do. That's why I called you in here alone. I'm going to take her. I want you to put her in the car and take her for a ride. Take her about 15, 20 minutes away from your house and push her out of the car. If she makes it home, do not fuck her."
I like that one. That was a good one. That was a really good one. She makes it home, don't fuck her.
That's a good joke. So who screenshotted me?
Joffrey.
Wow, that hurts my feelings. Well, no, it doesn't. It was Joffrey, wasn't just for women.
He said he's not going to use it for blackmail.
Oh, good.
Just for
you can't blackmail me. I'm doing it live on fucking TV.
Yeah, you don't give a shit either way.
No, I don't give a shit.
All right, guys, that's episode 34. Stay safe out there. I know there's shit going on. Westchester's fucking blowing up, huh?
Yeah.
These fucking ninnies out there in Westchester.
Yeah.
You fucking dorks.
They're the only ones.
They had like 20 people from what I heard out there doing a peaceful protest. Nothing happened. And they had to feel fucking important, I think what it was.
No, you know what it is? They're the only ones out there with fucking Yves Saint Laurent's custom-made signs. You know what I mean? Oh, they've got these custom-printed signs and all this bullshit.
But
come
I'm
on,
talking
people.
About the Westchester government put a fucking... lockdown for 30 days or whatever, a curfew for 30. Give me a break, Westchester. No one fucking cares about your goddamn
IKEA that much. I mean, even Cincinnati has
IKEA that
went
much.
To 11.
Yeah, give me a fucking break.
Well, you know, I mean, I definitely understand the curfews and all that because...
I understand in Cincinnati to a certain extent because they were breaking shit.
Yeah, New York
nothing
and Atlanta
nothing happened
and all
in
that,
Westchester,
right.
Dude. There was 20 people that were out in Liberty Square or whatever with a couple signs chanting some things.
Someone wrote. Nothing someone wrote happened. With a Sharpie "fuck you" on the Uno door.
Yeah, exactly. Like, give me a break. A fucking curfew. Get over yourself, Westchester. Nothing's happening there.
Well, there was. Did you hear about the two gay guys there that raped that girl in Westchester? One of them held her down. The other one did her hair. Sorry, guys. Just a fun little.
I knew it wasn't going to be a normal thing, so I didn't bother saying.
What is their curfew? 11 or is it 10?
I don't know what it is.
It's
honestly.
Not one of those ridiculous 8 o'clock for 30 days.
I think
things.
It is some stupid shit. Maybe 10 or something like that. But either way, it's stupid.
It's
Westchester.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's like saying...
You fucking
that's
dorks.
Like saying you have a curfew in Indian Hill. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So get back in your mansions and don't have your Rolls Royces on the street, people, or you'll be arrested.
There's 14 black guys in Westchester are fucking nervous right now.
God,
you know?
It's ridiculous. You know what? The people in Westchester... If you're pissed off about the situation in America like the rest of us are, well, then drive your fucking fancy cars downtown and join the protest down there.
Well, I'm not even talking about the protesters. Yeah, I don't understand why they're protesting in Westchester, but I don't understand why the government officials went that far the other way and made this like lockdown like it was going to blow up in Westchester.
Well, you know why.
Why?
Because there's so much money there. They're protecting their rich people. They're going to make sure their rich people aren't getting fucked with at all.
And they're dumbasses that believe.
They pay ridiculously high property taxes there, and those people all have money, and they are not going to have their rich people inconvenienced for 5 minutes.
Well, they're so afraid because those kind of people live in such fear that they've heard about all the Antifa things and the stupid rumors that were going around that Antifa was going to come to the suburbs and start fucking things up. Like, they really think this is like some million man army that's coming around and just ruining everything. When truth is, it's like four fucking skateboarders in Clifton that with a thing of spray paint and maybe breaking a window or two. Calm the fuck down, you dorks. They're not coming to you.
Did you see that fucked up video that came out today? God, this was fucked up. He had some fucking little nerdy, I think he was a white guy, down on the ground in handcuffs. He was a protester who did something fucked up. And a line of cops in front of him. And one of them kept reaching over and spitting on the dude.
I didn't see that. That's disgusting.
Spitting on him.
He should be fired.
And this girl's holding the camera goes, I saw that one. He did it again. I saw that one too, fucker. I got all of them here.
Yeah.
And this guy, that guy right there, I don't care if this guy in the handcuffs fucking came at you with a fucking beer bottle. Okay, he's in handcuffs. You got him in custody. He's on the floor.
He's fine.
Same shit with the George Floyd stuff. That's what pissed me off the most, that he was defenseless. But this arrogant fucking Aryan prick standing over this kid, hawking loogies on him and thinking it's funny. That exactly is the type that is the fucking problem.
There's a lot of issues, man. There's a lot of issues. Anybody that, I mean, I look at it two ways.
Richmond, Virginia, it was in.
Anyone that just blindly supports everything these cops do is fucking stupid. And anyone that blindly supports every fucking asshole that's out there burning shit is also kind of stupid. I mean, there's protesters out there, obviously. They want to get their point done. I understand that no one's ever really listened to a protest is the problem. You know, the world doesn't get changed with peaceful protest. The peaceful protest is there, and you can turn your fucking news channel and know
this
it doesn't
exist.
Different.
This one's different.
You have to break a couple eggs in order to get their attention. I do understand that. But there's ways to go about it where you're not fucking up small businesses. You're not fucking up things that your neighborhood could actually use. Fucking burn down the cop station. I don't have a problem with that. I know a lot of people do. But whatever. At least you're making your point. Burning down your own building or your own businesses and stuff just doesn't make much sense. And I, you know, again, if you're just going to burn a Starbucks, I don't even really have much of a problem with that. But they're not doing that. They're taking down all these small businesses and OTR, which I don't like that. I don't understand the point of that. I don't understand how that gets much accomplished. But I am also not one that feels like I should put some kind of meter on their anger for the black community. The problem is a lot of this shit's done by white people.
Yeah,
that's what bothers me a lot. But I feel a lot better if I've seen all the protesters going around there with black guys breaking shit. But it's usually what I've seen is mostly black people being peaceful. In Cincinnati. This is in Cincinnati. I've seen some L.A. shit that's completely different.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, in Cincinnati,
New York shit's different,
it
too.
Seems to be the black people doing the peaceful protesting and then the crazy white guys breaking shit.
Well, the reason that I think this, you said that people in governments don't listen to peaceful protests. This one, to me, was different.
Yeah.
Because it was so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
The protests in the past, the civil rights marches, they were 99% black. And the crazy white government was saying, oh, these black people are rising up again. Well, this time you had half the white population, the Latino population, the Asian population, everybody standing up as one group saying, this is fucked up. This has to stop. At that point, you have to listen to the peaceful protest. You have to.
Yeah, I agree. My wife was asking me today. She didn't live in Cincinnati during the riots. She was lived out in Nevada at the time. And she was asking, you know, this is the first time she's really dealt with her city having any kind of big unrest like this.
Well, the 2001 riots were pretty big.
They were huge, but she wasn't here. So she was asking about it, you know, my memory of it. And the thing that I remember, you know, what I told her right off the bat is those riots were all black people for the most part.
All black
people. You know
what
I mean? Like, I don't remember much white people in it. And maybe that's why.
And there was no peaceful protest leading up to him.
I'm not sure. I don't remember the exact details.
There
could have been. But either way, that was a full-fledged riot that was pretty much all black people. Nowadays, like you said, it's everybody. Everybody's pissed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, it sounds stupid maybe, but to me, that's progress in and of itself.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know what
is.
I mean?
It's huge progress.
So, because they were basically, you know, in 2001, they were rioting the same shit. They were rioting about cops killing their people. I get it. But again, they didn't have anybody else on their side. And now they do. And people have realized that this is a fucking issue.
And that's why I think even without the looting and the rioting, I think that this protest held a lot more weight because, A, it went countrywide.
Yeah. Well, it went worldwide.
Yeah.
That's all.
But what I'm saying is you had white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Indian, every group in every city standing up over for this one man, and the one man was the catalyst, but over the years of the bullshit.
Yeah.
And the governments have no choice. We have to listen now. It's not just one group of people, one race of people. You got the whole fucking country mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fix this. And I really think now, do I think it's going to be fucking a rainbow's coming out of everybody's ass? No. But I do think positive things will happen from this. I really do. First of all, I think these guys are going to jail. And I think that different training methods are going to come into place for these cops, and maybe a different selection and maybe harsher punishments the first time, first five times they do something fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever good comes out of it, comes out of it. But I do think, without a doubt, that a lot of good will come out of this.
I think there will be a lot of good coming out of it in the end, too. But until then, everybody stay safe, because who fucking knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, and right now, like I said, they've been charged. They're not in jail yet.
And God fucking forbid they get away with it. Because if these guys get off, this motherfucker will burn to the ground. I can promise you that. So God forbid that the jury does the wrong fucking thing.
I don't think there's 12 people in America that haven't seen that video. And to find a completely impartial jury, you're just not going to be able to find one. They don't exist in this
case.
It's
going to be tough, but I don't even know how you can be partial to one side in this one. It just seems so cut and dry to me. But
me too. And
I've seen them in the past.
But you're going to have the defense attorneys. You know, they've got a say in picking the jury too. And you can't. This isn't the kind of case where you could say, well, he can't get a fair trial here. We're going to move it out of town. You can't move it anywhere.
No, the whole world. It's
the whole world saw it. And what you're probably going to end up getting is 12 jurors who fudge the truth a little bit. Do you have an opinion about this? No, I don't. But anyone with any kind of fucking human decency or any kind of soul at all has opinion on this. And the opinion is it's fucking horrible and it's fucked up and you're going to prison.
Yeah.
So let's just hope it plays out the way it should play out. And if it does, you know, then the protest can stop and then we can start working on the actual problem and moving forward and fixing the bullshit.
Agreed. I just, you know, it scares me, but we'll see. All right, guys, that is episode 34. We ended up getting pretty political, but it is what it is.
Well, we had to get political a little bit. The shit was going on, but you also learned how to give a great set of head.
We are trying to, you know, stay, I wouldn't say neutral. We're both pretty hardcore on the side that this guy fucked up, but I'm saying we're trying not to make every show about this that's going on around us, whether it is the coronavirus, whether it is the riots, the protest, everything else. But it's shit that's in the news, so we gotta, you know, we're gonna talk about it a little bit because it's affecting every single one of us every single day. It seems like.
Ladies, practice those steps.
Practice Chris's steps.
Gay men, they work for you too.
Guys, be ready for that finger in the butt, I guess.
Hey, all right? Chances are it's a small finger. Suck it up, guys. Man up.
That's true. Sorry about those guys out there with man hands. I'm looking at you, Scott, or with the ladies with the man hands. All right.
Yeah. See ya.
He did tell us he had some big hands. All right, guys. See you later. Thank you.
I'm well aware that you are chemically imbalanced, but I'm the kind of guy that likes a challenge. I'm a crazy kind of girl who lives in her own world, who is legally insane. I'm not afraid and I will rise to the occasion, and I'll remind you when it's time for medication. For a mixed up little girl, alone in this big world, who is legally insane.
You need someone who's there, whether you lose it or delusional. You need someone who holds your hand if you're confused at all.
I understand all the problems you've got. Suicide watch for you, fucked up girl.
I'll be with you until we find a good solution and keep you out of any mental institution. If you need some special care, I'll always will be there, cause you're legally insane. It takes some patience and a lot of sacrifice, help being a lunatic get through life. I'll protect you from yourself, cause you got nobody else, and you're legally insane. You need someone who's there when you're losing all your faculties. You need someone who understands all your abnormalities.
I understand all the problems you've got. I stay at nights on a
you, fucked up girl. Woo!
Someone who's there,
like
whether you're lucid or delusional.
You're not.
You need someone to hold your hand if you're confused at all.
I understand all the problems you've got. I stay up nights on a suicide watch for you, fucked up girl.